This is Dr. Ali dictating initial evaluation, patient name, McCall, MCCALL, Ward, WARD, Veronica, VERONICA, date of birth, 4-16-1969, place, which is San Antonio. Chief complaint, patient seen today was called by the nurse practitioner that patient has been admitted to the future case center. I was informed today by NP VIDA, V-I-D-A, and he was reported the patient has a difficulty speaking, and I did urgently televisit on the patient with a nurse in the room. Patient told me that she has difficulty speaking. But she's awake, alert, oriented, M3, sitting in the wheelchair, but no weakness on any side of the body. But she was noted by the nursing staff speech impairment. This year, present illness, this is a 54-year-old female. She was admitted to the Johns Hopkins Hospital because of acute and chronic respiratory failure. She presented to the hospital with shortness of breath, cough, congestion, and she was given nebulizer treatment, IM epinephrine in the ED, Decodron, IV Lasix, and continuous nebulizer treatment, placed on the BiPAP at the facility. Patient has also cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 30% with the previous history of DVT and PE. Patient was, after evaluation in the ED, subsequently admitted with acute and chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. Patient also has a heart failure with a reduced ejection fraction. DAPTAP 2 DAPTAP, that is previous history of CVA and TIA, chronic back pain, gout, obstructive sleep apnea, and anxiety, depression, migraine, headache, and history of DVT and P, and maintain another ALTO, XR, ELTO. After management in the hospital stabilization, patient was sent to the sub-Q rehab. Past medical history. Chronic respiratory failure on history of back surgery, history of hernia repair, abdominal hernia repair, history of laparoscopic cholecystectomy for gallstone, tubal ligation, wrist fracture, COPD, osteoarthritis, TIA, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, as I mentioned, history of epidural abscess, history of cellulitis of the leg, history of C. diff colitis treated in the past, and chronic pain. Allergies, pollen, bee allergy, pollens, ciprofloxacin, ciprofloxacin, cyclosporine, valsartan, darvan, penicillin, mushroom, and bees. Social history, chronic smoking, no alcohol, no drug. Reward system, headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. Dental urinary, no hematuria, neuro. Patient has complaining of speech impairment. Otherwise, she's awake and alert and sitting on the wheelchair. While I saw the patient with the video camera with the nurse in the room. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, re-entered M3, blood pressure 108 over 60, pulse 84. Temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 98%. Respiratory, no acute respiratory distress noted. Neuro, she's awake, alert to NTM3, and she has a difficulty speaking. Assessment, patient has been admitted to subacute rehab, recent acute and chronic respiratory failure, next line. Sleep apnea, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, hypertension, next line, history of CVA in the past, next line, history of TIA, next line, history of hyperlipidemia, next line, CHF with the cardiomyopathy, Next line, history of gouty arthritis. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, deconditioning due to multiple comorbid conditioning. Medications upon discharge from the hospital, dionepidine when Q6 hours, baclofen 10 mg TID, Lasix 40 mg twice a day, spironolactone 50 mg daily, Jardiance 10 mg daily, salicylic coverage with insulin aspart, 12 units insulin aspart with each meal, Lantus insulin 35 units daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puff, Q4 hour PR, and aspirin 81 mg daily, Dipitor 80 mg daily, Colchicine 0.6 mg daily, Stilaprom 20 mg daily, Pepcid 40 mg daily, Brio Alipta 1 inhalation daily, Gabapentin 600 mg 2 tablet TID, Lisinopril 10 mg daily, Meratone 3 mg daily, Metformin 1000 mg twice a day, Metoprolol 50 mg daily, XL, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Oxycodone 5 mg Q4 hour PRN, Xarelto, XARELTO, 20 mg daily, Semaglutide, 1 mg every 7 days, Topramide, 100 mg BAD, and Incruse, 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 Ellipta, ELLIPTA, Incruse, Ellipta, 1 inhalation daily. A plan of care will continue all her current medication, but at this point, because of urgent nature of the new situation with the speech impairment, we have discussed with the NP. She is at the nursing facility today and will send the patient out to the emergency room for evaluation. Data service for this note is 10-11-2023. 10-11-2023 data service for this dictation. Thank you.